there's an individual that met with me last week. And they said, Eric, they said, I've been waiting so long, so long. And they just met on Tuesday to sell their practice. And they're going to come and volunteer full-time on the campus, along with their wife, to partner in this, in growing this. I tell you guys, I believe this with all my heart. God does not lack for his school and his church for resources. We lack because we lack the faith to step out of the boat and trust him. Too often, we only want to move when we see the money in front of us or we see the way provided. But that's not God. That's not how God wants us to act. He says, trust me. And if we know we are standing on biblical principles, and if we're standing on spirit of prophecy principles, we can move in faith. And we can know, we can say, let's move forward. And the resources will come. And I believe that God is going to pour out resources on this campus, on our school, as we continue to be aligned with where he's going. Now, I got to be clear. I got to be clear. I've shared this with my board, and I've shared this with many individuals in the constituency. You can't just flip a switch and turn a massive institution overnight. It's like turning a massive ship. But as I've shared with David many, many times, we just continually keep turning that rudder. And you keep turning that and continually, day by day, month by month, more and more in alignment with what God wants to see. And as we do so, more and more people that have been on the sidelines, their money has been on the sidelines, their resources are starting to come on. And they're coming on. And they're coming and saying, you know what? We need to be involved with this. And need to be engaged with this. And the farm is spurring us in many other areas. Last year, for the first time ever in the history of Fresno Academy, we had a student-led revival series. Never happened before. But you know what happened? It didn't come as a result of a faculty sitting around saying, we're going to do this. Students came in my office, and they said, can we do this? We want to preach. And so you know what we did? We had area pastors that came together, and they mentored them and worked with them. And for an entire week, we had kids who were standing up preaching the word of God. And then last spring, after the series, they came in my office again. They said, Mr. Johnson, can we do this again? And so we just concluded it last week. We just concluded our second one. And last year, the theme was knowing Jesus. This year, the theme was knowing the truth in Jesus. And the theme was this we believe. And we had our students standing up sharing what we believe as Seventh-day Adventists. From the Sabbath to the resurrection to eternal hell to all those different biblical principles of what we believe what happens when you die and those type of things. They're standing up and preaching God's word. And can I say that it's a direct, can I have a point of reference where I say this is because of the farm? I don't have any direct collaboration other than I know that what God is doing with our farm is breeding and fostering a spirit on our campus where our kids are searching and they're wanting something deeper. And we're just touching the surface. We are just scratching the surface of what God really wants to see happen with as far as integrating it. Because a lot of our effort over the last 2 years has been putting the infrastructure in place, getting the infrastructure going. And a lot of the energy has been poured into getting it up and going and running. And David and I talk every week. We talk. And we're going to be now shifting and pouring more resources into the kids and into the program and into the school as we continue growing this. Our prayer. You're going to give me. Okay. There's another question. But let me just share this real quick. Our prayer is not that this is just a farm, that it's a successful farm. It's not just a good school, but I will share with you with David, because David asked me point blank. He said, Eric, he said, what's your buy-in? I said, my buy-in is long-term. And I said, We have to be looking at this from a much bigger scale. And my prayer is that this school can be a model. That we can bring teachers. One day, if God holds back the winds of strife, one day we can bring teachers from all across the North American Division to Fresno Academy and say, hey, here's what God has led us to do. We don't want to hold it in and say, well, it's our little secret and we're gonna do it here for our blessing. No, we want to share it. Share that so that other institutions who are maybe in similar situations can take it, can be inspired, and can be led to move in faith as well. You know, we're in our infancy. We're in our infancy, okay? But next fall, I've already spoke with the director of the Pacific Union of Education, and my plan is to be able to at our fall principals meetings, we all come together from all the schools of the Pacific Union, and I would like to have a breakout session on what we're doing. But I wanted to make sure that we had enough time given so that I could give, you know, here's where we're at and here's where we're going. But there is interest. Bakersfield Academy, for example, Bakersfield Academy, they have land right there on their property and would like to look at how they can implement this as well. The principal from San Gabriel Academy met with me and he said, Eric, he said, we don't have much land. We have no land. We're down here in the middle of the city. I don't know if you're in San Gabriel. It's down in L.A. He said, I've got no land. But he said, could I provide you with resources so that we could help you grow things and then you could then provide us with produce that we could sell to our parents, organic produce. And so we can look at creative things.
So using in San Gabriel, a school that really practically can't have a farm because they're just wall-to-wall concrete, but how can they partner with us in our farm and then use the produce to meet the needs of all those people there in their school. So a lot of creative ways that we're looking at. Well, we have no accreditation issues. And I will tell you, I am a full supporter. I believe we need to be accredited. I believe that. I believe that's important. But we're getting ready to have our WAS accreditation visit here in February. We had our accreditation visit 2 years ago. And we're getting ready to have our mid-cycle visit. And I can tell you the visiting committee, the visiting team from WASC, which is Western Association of Schools and Colleges, is the association that accredits all institutions on the Pacific Coast, on the West Coast. They said, we love this. We love what you're doing. And just show, the only thing is what they're looking for is how does it connect back to student learning? Okay? So if I can show them specifics of what we're doing is connected back to student learning, they're thrilled. They're thrilled with it. And as far as the teachers, my teachers are out there with the students going and taking them there. And we have developed a work program. We had no work program on campus, none. And this last summer, we launched it. David, five kids, correct? We had five students work all summer. And now we have students working as well during the school year, during the school day, because we've shortened our school day. I readjusted the schedule. So it's providing kids some time to work after school. And we've also pulled back on some of our sports programs to provide more time for kids to do that. And again, I'll be completely transparent with you, okay? For all of my life, I've got my daughter, Brianna, who's a senior, and my son, Blake, who's a freshman at the school. And I've done nothing but spend every free moment with them, shooting baskets, throwing footballs, taking them to games. That was my life, and that's what they know. I'm just being real with you. And so it's a journey for me in my own life. It's hard because I got my kids who are Eric, Dad, let's do this. And I'm trying to pull in a different direction, and it's taking some time. So I would covet your prayers that as we continue to try and realign ourselves and even my own self to what God's calling, that he'll give me the courage to continue standing up and for what God's asking for us for this time.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.